And we welcome you back here from Barnegat High School. We are at the half of the opening round of the state playoffs here in New Jersey. This is the 3-6 game in South Jersey group number 3, and third-seeded Barnegat leading sixth-seeded Pemberton by a score of 21-7. Take a peek now around the state playoff picture with the Shore Conference teams. I'm going to read the brackets off and go game to game, and Kevin will give you our most up-to-date scores as we have them. We'll start in Central Jersey Group 5, Kevin, in that right now shocking game taking place between Manalapan and Brick Memorial.
It is a shocker. Brick Memorial, the 8th seed, leading number 1 Manalapan 13-0 at the half. The Braves have been held under 100 yards of total offense. Meanwhile, Mike Basile, 7 carries for 106 yards, including the big 88-yard touchdown.
Those the only two Shore Conference teams in that bracket, by the way. The remaining part of it, out-of-area teams, Sayreville, Monroe, Trenton, South Brunswick, Hunterdon and Central, and Old Bridge as the second seed. You know, all of those teams underneath are rooting certainly for Brick Memorial to pull what would be a shocking upset. Kevin, Central Jersey group number 4. There is some Shore representation certainly in this one, including the top seeded Green Dragons of Brick, who's taking on number 8 West Windsor North.
And I think the last score we got on that one was Brick leading West Windsor North 14-12. So that a very close game.
Obviously, we saw Brick a week ago with the problems at the quarterback spot. I believe Carmen Scalfani is in the lineup tonight. So the Green Dragons have their quarterback, their starting quarterback, back into the fold. Middletown South as the 4 seed, taking on number 5 Burlington Township up at the Swamp.
And it looks like Middletown South 24, Burlington Township 15. Is that possible? Right, that's Middletown South, right?
That is Middletown South, 24-15.
That would be it. That's got to be at the half now.
That is correct. The other two games in that bracket, both Saturday games, as number 3 Colts Neck will play host to number 6 Neptune, and 7-seeded Middletown North will square off against number 2 Nottingham. To the Central Jersey Group 3 bracket we go. The top seed is Lawrence in that one. They take on number 8 Allentown. That is a game tomorrow in the 4-5 matchup, a defensive struggle at last check between number 4 Carteret and number 5 Long Branch.
And it is Long Branch 3-0 at the half. Kind of sums up the way that team has played all year long. Long Branch with a 3-0 lead at Carteret.
Number 3 Hopewell Valley hosting number 6 Ewing. The other game involving a Shore Conference team in that bracket, number 2 Ocean Township playing host to number 7 Warren Hills. And so far tonight at our last check, it's been all Big Red.
Yeah, Big Red, the Spartans with a 21-0 halftime lead and well on their way to a possible semifinal matchup next week.
8-team bracket in Central Jersey Group 2, with 2 of those teams being from the Shore, 1 having a good night so far, and 1 a bit of an up and down night. Number 1, Rumson Fairhaven, Kevin, hosting number 8, Bordentown.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Matt, but the last we heard was... all right, now I just, by the way, let me go back a second. We had given the Brick score as 14-12. I just got a tweet that it's 14-6 Brick.
I got it 14-12, so it could have been wrong.
All right, but go back. Rumson was up 14-0. Last check over Bordentown. That one should be at the half as well. And then I guess the other Ocean County team or the other Shore team, Matt, is Lakewood. They are at Delran. Delran leads that one at the half 12-6.
The next bracket to peek at, there's some Shore representation here in Central Jersey Group 1. Number 1 Shore taking on number 8 Palmyra. And no big surprise here, the Blue Devils have themselves a lead.
10-0 at the half, Shore Regional, of course. Mark Costantino was on our show last night and very confident heading into the playoffs. They're the top seed, and the Blue Devils 10-0 at half, a win there, and they would meet either Asbury Park or South River. Those teams play tomorrow.
Rematch of a game from a season ago in the semifinals when Point Beach had their undefeated record spoiled by Florence. And right now, Florence trying to spoil their season again. And Kevin, at last check, I believe they were doing just that.
And they were. They got a turnover late in the first half. Only had a drive 24 yards for the only touchdown of the game. It's Florence 7, Point Beach nothing, and they are at the half.
South Hunterdon and Burlington City, the 2-7 matchup in that contest. Take a peek at the non-public Group 3 schedule. The game that everyone has been talking about, obviously, is how Red Bank Catholic, as the Shore's top team, will represent in the playoffs this year. And so far, so good for the Caseys, the 4 seed, taking on number 5, Immaculata.
And Immaculata jumped out on a pass play, scored early to go up 7-0. But it's been all RBC after that. No surprise, they've done it on the ground. 190 yards rushing at the half for the team. Larry Radielli with 95. It's RBC 21, Immaculata 7.
Ho-hum game for the winner of that one. They'll just square off against number 1 St. Joe's Montvale next Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock up there in northern Jersey. Number 6, Monsignor Donovan will take on number 3, Del Barton. That is a game tomorrow as part of that non-public Group 3 matchup. Non-public.
Matt, hey, by the way, that bracket has 4 of the top 11 teams in the state all sitting in that one section.
And not too shabby,
that's not
right?
Not bad at all.
Not too shabby. Number 7, Modern Day, part of the non-public Group 1 bracket. They also play a game tomorrow as part of an 8-team fold in that one. They'll square off against number 2, Morristown Beard. And for the Seraphs, who have had an unbelievable year, the Modern Day prep side will go in, Kevin, at that one, 5-4. And if I'm them, I let any trick you've got out of the bag, because after the season they've had, they've got nothing to lose.
And remember, they are done. They don't have a Thanksgiving game, so the next loss ends their season. So like you said, whatever play you have, I would let it go tomorrow.
Dial it up and empty the playbook for sure. Tough 8-team bracket in South Jersey Group 5, as it usually is. The only Shore team is number 3, Jackson, who's got a tough opponent tonight in number 6, Rancocas Valley. But at last check, at halftime, the Jags doing okay.
Yeah, doing fine. They fell behind early 7-0, but their 2 running backs have each scored. A 50-yard run for Ken Bradley on a 4th-and-1, and then with 30 seconds left in the half, it was Kanai Glover, a 1-yard touchdown run. So Jackson with the 14-7 lead over RV.
Jags will certainly hope to look to advance in this one and then maybe hope for an upset. The other part of their bracket is the 2-7 game. Cherokee playing host to Washington Township. Top seed there is number 1 Eastern, always a good side. South Jersey Group number 4, a couple of teams from the Shore in this one. Number 5, Lacey, whose problems we have talked about at length on our show over the course of the last couple of weeks. They can't seem to stop anybody. And tonight, the trend is continuing.
26-10, Kingsway leads it at the half. And the Lions' problem, Matt, as you said, really during this losing streak, has been defense or lack thereof.
Number 7, Morristown on the road tomorrow at Toms River South. Kind of a rare day game for the Indians. That one's set to kick off at 1 o'clock. Usually they play their games on Friday night, but they will play tomorrow afternoon as the 2 seed. The other games in that bracket all being played tonight: Timber Creek, Cherry Hill West, and Shawnee is at number 3, Hamilton. Also in the South Jersey bracket are games here, where, of course, Barnegat leads Pemberton by a score of 21-7. On the top side of the bracket, the rest of the Shore teams here, number 5 Central having their clocks cleaned, more or less, by number 4 Delcy.
Delcy, a very good program, and Central coming off the stinging loss last week to Manchester, a defeat that's going to cost them a piece of the B-South Championship, and tonight they are getting walloped. It is 40-0,
wow.
Delcy.
Number 1 Manasquan will play host to number 8 Wall in the contest tomorrow. The other game, obviously, that Barnegat looking at, number 2 Northern Burlington playing host to number 7 Highland Regional. If we see any of these out-of-area scores pop up, we'll obviously try and pass them along as the brackets kind of now get together just a little bit more. A couple of scoring updates for you as we have moved through each section. This one from up at Brick, where West Windsor North has a 20-14 lead on the number 1 seed in the group. over the Green Dragons. That not a good score.
And that is, to me, very, very surprising. Brick, who played so well defensively a week ago against Jackson, really having their hands full here. And the top seed and the expectations of at least moving on, the Green Dragons will have to come from behind to do so.
So that the look around the state involving the Shore teams. Again, we'll keep you up to date in the second half of our game. It is 21. Oh, Ed.
I got a couple consolations involving some area teams that you might be interested in.
Okay. You haven't done anything at halftime
If that's going to be your contribution, we will cut your pay tonight, but go ahead.
Toms River North, who is looking for their first win of the year, the only team in the Shore without a W so far, leads Egg Harbor Township 21-0 at the half. So a huge possible win. Go Mariners, get that first W. And the Raiders of East are at Clearview High School. They trail at the half 14-7. So the dismal season for the Raiders continues.
Meantime, Southern Regional is losing to Lenape at the half 7-2. Grand slam and a three-run homer for Lenape, a two-run single for Southern.
If you were looking for the lines in your Vegas part of the program, those three in the consolation bracket, all not available. No lines on any of those consolation games. We step out here. Let's take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back, talk about this one a little bit more. Barnegat looking good right now to advance into round number two, where they may be on the road at number two Northern Burlington if seeds hold up. 21-7, Bengals lead. We're back in 2 minutes with more of the Halftime Show and our Game of the Week, our Sonny's Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
And tonight's game is brought to you in part by Tool Time Auto, a full repair facility with experienced ASE-certified technicians who will keep your family's vehicles running smoothly. A neighborhood place trusted by so many. Tool Time Auto at the intersection of Route 70 and Whitesville Road in Toms River.
21-7, Barnegat leads here over Pemberton, the opening round of the South Jersey Group 3 playoffs. Great job by our crack engineer crew tonight. Of course, Brad Biroscano here, about a stone's throw away from the Biroscano homestead. Ran home in between quarters, picked up, what'd you get, a drink, maybe an extra jacket or something like that? No, nothing, don't want to chime in. Tonight, you've got a microphone on that headset. We do allow you to talk. I mean, I've heard you on the radio before. And, of course, Ray Malaspina back in our studios tonight. Matt, Kevin, and Ed, who you haven't heard a whole lot from at halftime.
Ed.
Stop it. I didn't realize that you were back.
Hey, send Brad down. I'll interview him at halftime. Ask him how long it took him to get here or whatever.
Riveting, riveting stuff. Quick scoring update for you. As Rumson has now jumped on top by a score of 20-0 over Bordentown, looking to advance into round number two as the top seed in their bracket. Guys, in this one so far, it has been the Bengals, despite the quick start from Pemberton. Kevin, I would say Barnegat really, not just on the scoreboard, but just getting the better of play overall. To me, maybe the Bengals, you know, surprised a little bit by the speed of Pemberton, but they've been able to take care of the clock, which for them, extremely important.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the only thing that Barnegat has to be careful of here is, A, obviously you can't let one of these guys get behind you. I like the way they've attacked defensively for the most part, but I'll go back to what I said in the beginning. The whole key to Barnegat's defense is their offense. They have really been able to run the ball at will. A couple times they hurt themselves with penalties and poor use of the clock. But if I'm Barnegat, and I know Ed's going to agree with me, I am ground and pound right now. Thought they really started to wear Pemberton down at the end of the first half. Big holes for both McGinnis and Erskine, and I would just keep doing that.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Kevin, as long as they keep the two-touchdown lead. I'll be conservative unless I only go up seven if Pemberton puts another one on the board, because I think the passing game is very effective tonight for Barnegat. Erskine has proved that he could throw. Bowen has proved that he could get open. Jarena has gotten open. So they can throw the football when they have to. And, you know, the field goal attempt there, which would have put them up three scores, was huge. Plenty of distance, just a little bit wide, a right. So he's anywhere inside the 40-yard line, he could kick it.
By the way, Barnegat will get the ball to start the second half.
Yes, exactly. So. They did defer. They won the toss and deferred. So, let's
just spend a second, only because it is halftime, but the Brick Memorial 13-0 lead on Manalapan is, you know, we would say upset alert. That would be as big a first-round playoff upset as I can ever remember. And it's not just the 8-1.
Yeah,
it's an overwhelming number one
exactly.
against the team that just got in.
Yeah, you know. A few years back when Memorial did go all the way, they did it out of the eighth spot. But the
number one seed then
was Old Bridge, actually. They won up at Old Bridge.
Right, who was good. But this Manalapan team, I mean,
I agree.
You know, Ed, you have been, you know, very much on it that if Manalapan runs the table and RBC, let's say, you know, wins tonight, but gets blown out by St. Joseph Montville next week, that Manalapan deserves to be number one on the shore. Well, you know, that argument will end unless they come from behind, because they're losing right now 13-0. And the pressure on them, this is
huge.
A program that has just always seems to, you know, come short in the playoffs. And how much have we talked about this year, the three of us, that, the stars are all aligned for this to be Manalapan's year. Finally, they exercise the demons, and they win it all and cap a perfect season. And here they find themselves down by two touchdowns in the first half of their first game.
And they take on, a Brick Memorial team, which, to me, if you think about it, from where they started the year to where they are now, completely different football teams. And the way that they put together their schedule in the last 5 or 6 weeks, they're playing as well as just about anybody in the shore right now. So it might be one of those things, talk about stars aligning, it might be stars aligned for Brick to pull that big upset.
And, of course, the other thing is that Memorial is a very experienced playoff team. They expect to be in the playoffs every year. Their coaching staff has been here before, so you know that, even though they were a decided underdog, I can't imagine the Stangs came out on the field of Manalapan tonight and gawked and said, oh boy, we're in trouble.
Yeah, remember, they've made the playoffs 6 years in a row under Walt, and they have won five of their last six games, so it's not like they were playing poorly. They were playing at the top of their game, so although it would be obviously a major surprise because of who their opponent is. But you know what? It's a long way to go. And
sure is.
That missed extra point, you know, on their first touchdown, Basile's big run, may prove very important, because Caggiano, the Manalapan kicker, is an outstanding one of the best in the state.
Two all-shore games taking place tomorrow, guys, and maybe we could talk about just a little bit. They're not the only teams playing tomorrow, but they are games that have two shore conference teams on either side. Number one Manasquan taking number 8 Wallon is the opening round of the South Jersey Group 3 playoffs, and both of these teams kind of in different spots. Manasquan has been a Group 2 school for so long, and Wall has always been a Central Jersey Group 3 school for so long. And of course, the last 10 to 12 years, they played on Thanksgiving Day. And this year, Ed, kind of in a different set of circumstances, they will play each other in this opening round. And then the loser knows that they will have to take on the same exact opponent in a couple of weeks.
Exactly, on Turkey Day, in a game that we will be there covering. By the way, up at Manalapan, Manalapan did get the second half kickoff, 3 and out, and had to punt it away to Memorial. So the surprise continues for Memorial. If they could just not turn it over in the second half, they could be in good shape. But, that's a tough first-round matchup. They've never had it, Wall and Manasquan. And like you said, Turkey Day, we enjoy it every year. It'll be a packed house at Wall. Your old home, Matt, right?
Yep. Who's it harder for, you think, Ed, in a game like that, in the first round of a playoff game, in what has certainly been a great Thanksgiving Day rivalry, but now it kind of takes on a little bit of a different atmosphere?
Well, you know, usually it's been a very competitive game, and I expect this one to be competitive on Thanksgiving. Don't know if it'll be competitive tomorrow. Wall has lost 5 straight games after 3 wins at the beginning of the year. They come in at 3-5. Not a real good football team. However, They have played great defense, and if they could put together a pretty good defensive effort tomorrow, it'll keep them in the game. But I think Manalapan, too many guns, to fire tomorrow, and I think they win that one. But Thanksgiving, you throw the records out. You know that. The stands will be packed on both sides, and we look forward to a good one on Turkey Day.
82-yard touchdown return for a score out of RBC's Dylan Murphy to begin the second half. The Casey's now in control of their game with Immaculata 28-7. Kevin, the other game involving two shore conference teams tomorrow in Central Jersey, Group 4, number 3, Colts Neck, number 6, Neptune. We had the Colts Neck crew on last night on our Thursday night high school football show, and I think Greg Lukamba said it pretty well. You know, a different tone and maybe take with this Colts Neck team who had their one big loss to Manalapan. But this is a team that if they can put together, maybe get through this first round game, they're a pretty dangerous football team.
I absolutely agree, and I think they're a team that just strives for a little bit more each and every year of their program. A couple of scoring updates, if I can, Matt. Kingsway has now opened up a 32-10 lead on Lacey. That game was officially at the half. And I mentioned this one. Shawnee, the sixth seed in South Jersey Group 4, leads number 3, Hamilton, 3-0 at the half. And I mentioned that because should Toms River South win tomorrow, they would take on the winner of that game.
If Shawnee wins, then Toms River South would be home. They'll be home regardless as the two seed.
Yep.
That's correct. Why don't we step out here? We'll take a quick 60-second timeout. Teams have made their way back onto the field. We'll get you set for the start of the second half right after this quick pause. Out for a minute, back for the start of the third quarter. Barnegat up 21-7 over Pemberton. You're listening to the Sunnies Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Honk.